It's the time of year when ski resorts across the country open up for the season. Record amounts of snow had some resorts in our region opening early this year. But resorts don't just rely on snow. Seasonal workers are also vital. And as Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen reports, they're becoming as unpredictable as the weather.
I'm standing at the base of Christie Peak Express Lift at the Steamboat Springs Ski Resort in northern Colorado. In October alone, this resort saw a record 63 inches of fresh powder. The resort's Lauren Duke says it was an easy decision to open on November 15th.
Which was our historic earliest opening ever.
She says the turnout so far has been great. But an early opening doesn't come without its challenges.
We opened before we were really expecting most of our staff to be on board. And the interesting thing is that we're trying to train our staff as we're also open.
Like how to operate chairlift machinery as a lifty, or for instructors, the best way to teach a brand new skier how to get down the hill. Duke says currently they're at about 90% staffing, which she says is comfortable, but that level was the result of a concerted effort. Right now, the unemployment rate is around 4%. That makes for a very tight labor market. So to attract seasonal workers, ski resorts across the country are having to do more than just offer free skiing.
In order to attract the seasonal employee, they realize it's more than a ski pass.
That's Deb Holloway. This will be her 26th season on ski patrol at Steamboat. But don't call her a ski bum.
I'd say a ski enthusiast. I'm no longer in the bum classification. My husband and I have worked very hard for 45 years, and I don't think people would consider us bums.
Holloway has been doing this work long enough to see the industry evolve, and along with it, the surrounding community.
The amount of reasonable rental properties, I think, is certainly diminishing over time, and that's tough.
Holloway says that's partly because of the amount of second homes and the rise of services like Airbnb and VRBO taking potential homes out of the rental market. And it's the kind of thing that makes hiring workers that much more difficult. So Steamboat is part of a trend of resorts to offer workforce housing. The cheapest rates here go for about $300 a month. Plus, the units are right next to the resort. Norman Nickerson says that kind of proximity is important.
You're not going to drive from Denver all the way to Vail every single day as a worker.
Nickerson is the director of the Institute for Tourism and Recreation Research at the University of Montana.
And I know that some of the ski resorts have said, well, if we don't get full staff, we're right on that edge, and then of course somebody gets sick or they can't be there for a few days. The administrative people are out there doing those jobs just to fill in.
And when that doesn't work, she says resorts cut down on services, like reducing restaurant hours and closing particular runs.
You're leaving money on the table. They don't want to do that, but they're forced to.
And Nickerson points to another wrinkle in the industry's labor market. Resorts have traditionally depended on J-1 visa workers from other countries. But because the Trump administration has placed restrictions on that program under the Buy American, Hire American executive order, that pool of employees has also been reduced. David Byrd is with the National Ski Areas Association.
What I hear a lot from ski area owners and operators is that, and it's true from large resorts down to small resorts, we're not filling close to all the jobs that we have that are available.
With such a low unemployment rate across the country, Byrd says if you're looking for a job, the picking is yours. So ski resorts have no choice but to sweeten the deal. At Steamboat, that means workers get hot lunch or dinner for $3 to $5 and discounted equipment. Plus, there's a referral bonus. If a friend of an employee gets hired, that's $200 in their pocket. Steamboat's Lauren Duke says these tactics seem to be working, but
we still need lifties, we still need food and beverage attendants and ski school instructors.
And remember, if you're interested and land one of those jobs, you'll still get that season pass. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.